things that could or could not be used for matzah. So now the Gemara raises the question of what about Meiser Sheni? So obviously Meiser Sheni has to be in Yerushalayim, but the Gemara says, still it's not obvious. Tanu Rabbanan Yachal Yotzi Adam Yidei Chavasu Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim Tam Badomar Lechem Oni. So the Gemara is going to play a little bit with that word. Masha Nechal Be'aninos. Yatza Zeh Sheno Nechal Be'aninos Ela B'simcha De Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer Matzos Matzos Riba. Im Kein Matam Badomar Lechem Oni. Prad Isa Shnilusha Be'yayin V'shemen U'tva'ash. My time with Rabbi Kiva Miksev Lechem Oni. Ani ksiv. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mi karinan ani, oni karinan, so I want a darshan with an aleph. Rabbi Akiva, hi the karinan be oni, kidishmuel, damar shmuno, lechem oni, lechem sha'onin alav, devarim harbe. Rashi famously says, shegormin alav es ahalel, ve omim alav hagada. Right, so that's a really interesting idea. And the Rav would talk about thing being din in the chetza of matzah as well, that the matzah requires. This idea of Gomer Malab is a halal, or Omer Malab Haggadah, Kol Mishalom Arshosh Dvarim, Lo Yatza Bo Yedei Chavaso. So normally we say that's the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Rav thought that that was a din in the matzah as well. Lechem Shoni Malab Dvarim Harbe. Okay, so let's talk about this din of Meister Sheni. So the Torah obviously says in Parshas Kisavo, Lo Achalti Ve'oni Mimenu. So I did not eat it when I was in a state of aninos. So this is a very important makor because this is really the time that aninus is discussed in the Chumash in a halachic sense. There's a story in Sefer Vayikra, unfortunately, when Nadab and Avihu died tragically. So Aaron HaKohen alludes to it when he says, "Ve'achalti chatas hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem." Hayom implying aninus, but this is the pasuk that we know that there's a restriction on what an onen can actually eat. So we have, by the way, we practice this, that an onen, halach l'maisa, doesn't have basar vayayin. An avil, ironically, is more kal in that respect. Tinu yayin l'mari nefesh. The Gemara says the only reason that we can imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created yayin is l'nachem es ha'avelim. Okay. So one day I hear in the Tanoim is lo achalti ve'oni mimenu, and lechem oni means that it has to be something that could be ne'echal be'aninus as opposed to meiser sheni, which can't. So we have to really drill down very deep into that. Why would we have to be something which is ne'echal be'aninus? So one svara for Rabbi Yosi Aglili is that matzah, and so like what are you switching the ayin and the aleph? It's a bizarre limud. But that matzah really is the lechem of affliction. We talked about that a lot yesterday, right? The idea of lechem oni being docha, even lechem mishnah. And so meiser sheni is inoculated against aninos, against things that are of a tragic nature. And matzah has to be something which is ra'oi for an onen. It has to be something. No, of course, an onen, you know, aninus isn't practiced on yontif, but there seems to be a point here about the nature of matzah. That matzah reminds us not only of our geula, but we talked about the dialectic of matzah yesterday, right? Halach ma'anya de achulav hasana ba'ara de mitzrayim. It wasn't all good times, it was for the most part terrible times. And so you can't have matzah which is somehow inoculated against the tragic experiences of aninus. That's Shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, matzos, matzos, riba. Like we saw yesterday, there's many different kinds of matzos that are acceptable. That's, as you recall yesterday, that's how we included which particular kinds of matzos, specifically for the Kohen, truma and chala. Matzos, matzos, riba. Okay, so the Bali Atosvos have a very interesting comment here. Rav Rosenzweig was discussing a similar idea. He didn't reference this Tosvos, but we were talking about the mitzvah of lulav over Sukkot this year. So the Bali Atosvos say, Oni kabinan be, v'hadigabi lulav chule alma modi modu te kapas ksiv, v'lo amar kapos karinan, v'yitztarech shnei lulavim lita, l'omari mishud nahasim samchinan akra, Pre-eitz hadar kapost marim de lo mashma lachad dekach modu hasam chulei alma de darshinan masores. So basically, we follow what Tosus is saying. What Tosus is saying is When it comes to lulav, we would have speculated that you could have had two lulav in, but lulav has to be the same as esrog. Since it says pri eitz hadar, and you know that's only one, so lulav and esrog always have to be equal to each other. Lulav bechad, esrog bechad. So that's a very important idea, that lulav and esrog somehow counterbalance each other. There's a lot to be said about that, but that's a very important just consciousness for you guys to have, that lulav and esrog really are balances of each other within the world of the Dalet medium. They represent different things, different halachos. We call it mitzvahs lulav, but in many ways the esrog, which is outside of the aguda, is kind of the counterbalance to the lulav. So that's really what Tosfos is saying. If you can only have one esrog, you can only have one lulav. Okay, so v'savar Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara questions, Yisa shni lusha b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash, lo v'atanya in lashen Yisa b'pesach b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash, v'im lash, v'lil omer tisarif miyad, that sounds like it's a chashash chametz, v'chachamim omrim yochal, you're allowed to have it, doesn't say that they should go ahead and do it, but you could have it, v'amar Rav Akiva, shevisasi, that's how Rashi explains this word, shevisasi haisa itzol Rabbi Elias or Rabbi Yeshua. This is at the beginning of the road for Rabbi Akiva. V'lashi l'ham isa b'yayin v'shem u'dvash v'lo amrli davar. They didn't seem to have a problem with it. V'avol pi shein lashin mikatvin bo. This last line here is that even if you can't actually knead with yayin or shemen or dvash, you can use it on top for decorative purposes. Kituf. So us on the Tanakhama, that has to be the Tanakhama who takes that view. And the Tanakhama says, maybe don't do it l'chatchila, but by the evidence acceptable. Chamim omrim, esh lashen bo mekatfin bo, vesh ein lashen bo ein mekatfin bo. So if you can't do lisha with it, we don't want people to do ktifa with it. Vishavin shein lashen esaisa b'poshrin, right, that's memaharin lahachmetz. Lokash yehabi yamtif rishon habi yamtif sheni. So the Gemara wants to try to say, maybe the issue is, in terms of the chiyav of matzah, that can't be Nilusha b'yayin v'shem nidvash, but the chashash chametz leka. K'damer lo Rabbi Yeshua levane, yomakam lo silusha li b'chalba. Right, when it comes to the matzah shel mitzvah, ba'erev tochlu matzos, don't use chalav. Mikan ve'elach, lushu li b'chalba. But then from that point on, it was easier on him digestively, so he wanted what we would call matzah shira. V'atanya in lashen ha'se'isha b'chalav, Vimlash kol pasa sura mi bnei hergel aveira. We discussed this recently, right? Pas chalavi. Alahachi kamer yomakam alo silosh li bedovsha. Mikan va'elach lushu li bedovsha. So it must be that he said a dvash. Same halachic point in terms of matzah shira, but he would be moda you can't have pas chalavi. Vibayisem ali olam bechalba kedam ravina kein Torah shari hachanami kein Torah. Anybody know what Ravina is saying? And we'll take a moment here to just explore this halacha lemaisa. What do we mean ke'ein Torah is shari b'pas chalavi? Yeah, go ahead, Ilan.
If you make a heker, that it's going to be, that it's obvious that it's not normal bread.
Right. So let's talk about a few 20th century applications. Question is, what kind of heker do you really need? So most people think that, let's say, if you have as a different shape, Ke'ein Torah, a sufficiently different shape, that would be enough. Or maybe a wrapping, marked wrapping. So I'll tell you the two areas where this came up. Donuts, beginning of industrial kashrus. Question about donuts. Remember when I was a little boy, there basically weren't kosher donuts. Then they opened up a kosher Dunkin' Donuts. It's actually very near TABC. And it was a very big deal. So if Aaron Soloveitchik thought that was awesome, he did not think that this was sufficient in terms of Ke'ein Torah. But this is kind of a das yachid on that subject. But he, his entire life, felt that donuts was a violation of the din of Pas Chalavi. When I was in Smicha, so for 2 years I was learning Yoredeh with Rabbi Ganak, which was a very was a singular opportunity, because Rabbi Ganak, I think for at least 30, 35 years, has been the head of the OU Kashrus division. So he knows all the stories. He was there when there was you know, three rabbis working for the OU. Now they have, you know, three rabbis on the moon and 30 rabbis in Ecuador. And you know, he knew all the stories. So remember we were talking about this topic. And do you guys know what English muffins are? Thomas's English muffins? So
very controversial.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so they're dairy. Okay. When I was a kid, I haven't checked recently. It's actually under the OU. Okay, OUD. Look on the package. Thomas's English muffins. And the big question is, and you guys can start to imagine this, and this is why I brought up the donuts first. Donuts kind of look different than regular bread. English muffins, I don't know if I... If you showed me an English muffin, I would say, I don't know, it kind of looks like bread to me, right? So the fact that it's dairy, so what do you do with that? So, okay, arguably it has a different shape. But there's another point there, which is that you have the wrapping, okay? The special wrapping of the English muffin with the OUD, so that establishes a kind of a hecker as well. But then that raises the question, okay, let's say, you know, you've opened the package, okay, and you've got that twister, you know, twist the thing back on, okay, so then you're okay. But let's say you can't, you throw that thing out, so you can't use that anymore, and you put it in a bag. So those are some of the questions that come up when you talk about a heker that's not intrinsic to the chefza itself. And it's of a different shape, so nobody could ever confuse it. If you're relying on the packaging, that's a little bit more challenging. Yeah, Kivi, go ahead.
But donuts are just like bagels, the same shape as a bagel.
What's that?
The donut is the same
shape. Yeah, that's where Varon's argument was. He didn't think that was Cain Torah. He didn't think that was a sufficient difference. Yeah, Zev.
You can't say like the frosting or the stuff on top.
Right. So I think that was the big chiddush of Dunkin' Donuts. So before there were kosher donuts, what you could do was they had these donuts in a box that you could buy. And they were just the way that they just looked like round, whatever. Imagine a Dunkin' Donut without any frosting or special things happening. It's just a plain donut in a box. Six of them. So you didn't have something so special. What's that?
Entenmann's makes donuts like that.
Okay, good. So yeah, you guys have Entenmann's. We didn't always have that. So in any event, under Hashkacha, the kosher food industry became a much bigger market. They figured there were a lot of potential consumers out there. But Dunkin' Donuts is like a very fancy kind of a donut. But there used to be, we used to call them police donuts. Which is, I guess, not such a most wonderful stereotype. When I was a kid, that police officers would eat donuts with coffee, and they were not fancy donuts. So we used to, when I was a kid, we used to call them police donuts, and it was a big deal if you could get kosher donuts, but they didn't look different. Zeb. They didn't have frosting on them, and they didn't have a lot of cream or anything like that. It was just like this circular thing. And, you know, Ravaran Salvatric, I guess, would say, okay, you might have your fancy pumpkin Thanksgiving donut with three layers of frosting, but lo plug, a donut is a donut. Yeah, Nachi, go ahead.
Yeah, Ravaran Leibowitz, he gave a Basher Mechalov show over the summer. And right, he visits Rav Schechter, I think. I don't know. He used to, at least, in OU. So, like, he knows a lot about what goes on in the OU. And he was saying how regarding the English muffins, how the biggest issue was the fact that other Jewish people who felt English muffins weren't good started copying English muffins but making them parv. So by doing that, then that was the biggest issue, because then it really isn't Cain Torah,
but right,
other ones. So then he said that OU actually, like, their stance right now, they probably wouldn't give English muffins. I can't really say this, but he said that OU wouldn't give English muffin hechsher, except for the fact that it's a huge chil Hashem if they didn't do anything wrong. And then you say we're taking away our hefsher just because.
Right.
So he said that it's kind of hard to take it away, but given the circumstances now, it wouldn't be so.
Yeah, a lot of kashrus works that way. That's really true. So I'll tell you a related story. So the RCBC, we have a policy that we don't give hashgacha to places that are open on Shabbos. I'm not talking, obviously, if a Jew runs a place on Shabbos, he says no chaskas kashrus. So mumar l'chol atarakula, you know, or he might not be if he's not educated. But obviously, we'd have no nemanis. But we're talking about non-Jewish owned places, but. You know, they're open on Shabbos, so it's a lower level of hashgacha, because how many times are you really going to go in there on Shabbos? So that's always been our policy. But there's one exception, which is called Tinek Hot Bagels. It's actually not far at all from where I live, from our shul. Before there was anything in Tinek, before there was any kosher restaurants, so Tinek Hot Bagels agreed that they would make kosher bagels, just the plain bagels, uncut. You could, to this very day, it's there's a big sign, RCBC, you know, you cannot have these things cut. It's just the bagels, the whole plain bagels. And it's the only place that's open on Shabbos. It's a non-Jewish owned place, very nice people, that's still under our hashgacha. Because the Hakara Satov, they did something for us when the community was in its infancy, when people, you know, it was a big deal. They wanted people to move to Teaneck. So they say they have kosher bagels. So the 1970s, you know, so there wasn't, there was nothing. It was literally nothing. And so we, you know, the discussion comes up every time that a place that's open on Shabbos applies for certification. To say our policy is we don't give certification. I, Teaneck Hot Bagels. So 1974, they were making bagels for the 30 Jewish families, 30 Orthodox families in Teaneck. So, you know, we don't want to be, you know, kfuye tova. So that nachi, that's a very important thing, is that you're in a relationship with people, you know, in kashrus, so you have to respect that. So that's a very fascinating nofach to the story. I didn't know there were all these imposters out there trying to make, you know, non-English, I guess, American muffins. Yeah.
Apparently, to show how they were against it, because other communities didn't hold that.
I thought you meant they were bad, that like they didn't like them, that they were, you know, they're telling Mr. Thomas, we don't like your English muffin.
No, I think it was Dafford, a Jewish company. I think
okay, the knockoff. Okay, then that really would be confusing.
I don't know.
Okay, this is a very very important and practical halachic issue, Kein Torah. You know, it comes up all the time in terms of pas chalavi, and it's a great way of getting a little bit of an introduction to industrial kashrus and how this stuff, you know, actually works. Another time I'll tell you guys the story of when M&M's became kosher. That was one of the most memorable days of my childhood. Like, you know, like growing up, like we heard M&M's. Like, you know, like you haven't lived till you had M&M's, and the Queen of England decided, they own the Mars company that makes M&M's and all the other chocolate bars. She wants to make it kosher. And so they came to America. And I remember sitting with my mother, I was in third grade, and like we had our first pack of M&M's, and like, it's like we were holding it. There was only one, this is before there were peanut M&M's or any of the other flavors. So it was just the original flavors. And we were sitting there, like, you know, our hands were shaking, you know, to open up a pack of M&M's. What's it going to taste like? And so my mother opens it. She knows she would make a shachianu, you know, atov hametiv. There are multiple people involved here. So she takes the bag and she puts some in my hand. And she takes some. And then we look at each other, we're like, we could have survived. Kali Yisrael would have survived, even if the Queen of England hadn't done this. So anyway, it's just a lesson, you know, and it's not that important. Okay, lo halalecha levado yichya ha'adam. Okay, v'shavin shein lashen es ha'isa b'poshrin. Okay, k'poshrin again is marin l'achmetz. Ma'ishnami menachos. Right, we've spent a lot of time this year talking about how all these surei chametz are really exported from the Beis HaMikdash to the Gvulin on Pesach. So lo se'afecha chametz, ki chol sa'or v'chol d'vash. Rashi says that's a din in the Kohanim. The Kohanim we can trust. So ihachi miltas nami losis. Alama Reb Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shmuel, Chitin Shal Menachos in Lotus and Osan, Lisha Bizrizin, Isa Lesisa Lesa Bizrizin. The soaking of the Chitin is not done by Zrizin because it's not a mitzvah kahuna. Velisha Miisa Bizrizin, Vaksiv, Vayitsok Aleha Shemen, Vayitain Aleha Livona, Vehevi A El Hakohen, Mikmitzvelach Mitzvah Kahuna, Limit Al Yitzika. Ubelila shekshera becholadam, just like when it comes to a karban, a zevach, shchita is kshera bizar. So the Gemara says, lisha nehida bizrizin leisa b'makom zrizin isa. So that's such a beautiful idea, that even if it's not done by the Kohanim, it's done in the Azara, it's b'makom zrizin, in the very presence of the Kohanim, right? Rashi, I'll just tell you what Rashi says, and I'll tell you what I think it means. V'kevan de ba'azara isa, chazula kohanim olam dinoso li zayirba. So Rashi says it's a very practical thing, that the Kohanim, teach you how to do it in a faster way, so that you're not going to make it chametz. Okay, so that's a possibility, that you just have access to the people who are the relevant experts in the topic. But I always thought that Makom Zrizin was a little bit different. Even if there's no Kohen there giving you instruction, because if the Kohen is there really giving you instruction, then just basically say that it is Bizrizin. The Kohen's not the one actually doing it, but he's basically the one doing it because he's standing over your shoulder. So I say, but Makom Zrizin Isa is that sometimes a place, just being in people's presence or being in a specific place, really gets people to act in a more serious way, even if the person isn't receiving any direct instruction. When we were learning in yeshiva, if Rav Lichtenstein was outside of the base medrash and then he walked back in, there was like a hush that went through the room. Like every 400 people started, if they were battling around or whatever it was, so they started learning much, much more intensively. Because b'makom's reason isa, you couldn't do any differently. It was that it was an astonishing thing. But if you talk to anybody my age, anybody who experienced that, they'll tell you the same thing. So b'makom's reason isa. That's always the way I understood that line in the Gemara, is that it's being in the azara has that impact. Damer mar b'livak sheir b'zar chutz l'chomas azara psula le'afuke v'sisa deina b'zrizin v'lo b'makom's reason. So that doesn't even have to be in the azara. Ma'ishna b'minchas omer d'tanya. Minchas Omer losus on vitzober nosa tzibor shiny. So the carbon Omer is a carbon tzibor. So Rashi comments anything which is a carbon tzibor is really done al pi bezdin. And again, bezdin are his reason just the way that Kohanim are his reason. So we're not so worried about anything happening. If you take a look over at Tosos quotes a really interesting view. Are we really sure that all of the menachos were done in the Azara? So he quotes a day of Rabbeinu Ephraim bar Ephraim Hagibor. Okay, one of the more esoteric Balei Tosos, who says the following: Mefarish al Korcha Chayu Lashen Osa BeAzar Lofi Sheyu Moded in Osa BeIsaron Shel Kodesh. Ketan Perik Shtei Midos. It says in the Gemara Masachta Menachos, Isaron Ma Hayem Shamish Bo Moded L'Chol HaMenachos. So they said a special measurement to make sure exactly in Isaron. So because of even the measuring phenomenon of the correct amount of flour, 1/10 of an epha exactly, so it needed to be done in the Azara. Tanu Rabbanan Yachol Yotzi Adam Yechavaso B'Bikurim. What about Matzah Shel Bikurim? Tamad Lomar Bechol Moshvo Seichem Tochlu Matzos. Matzah Nechalos Bechol Moshvo Seichem Yotzi Bikurim. They have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Shein Nechalun Ela Bechol Moshvo Seichem Ela B'Yerushalayim Dibri Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, it's from a different pasuk. Matzah U'Maror Mamor She'ena Bikurim Af Matzah She'ena Bikurim. So just like Maror, it doesn't come from the Shvach Haaretz. It doesn't come from the Shivas Haminim. So matzah can't come from things that are actual Bikurim. Now, it can come from the Shivas Haminim. It has to come from the Chameshas Mine Dagan. So the Gemara says, Ima Mara Shein Bemino Bikurim Af Matzah Shein Bemino Bikurim. That would obviously be impossible. So the Gemara says, Otzi Chitin Ritzorin Sheish Bemino Bikurim Tamad Omer Matzos Matzos Riba. So the matzos tell you that you can use species which are roi for bikurim, But the matzah itself can't be bikurim, just like maror can't ever possibly be bikurim, because it is not part of the shvach haaretz. So the Baal Yatosa say, well, if maror just has to be anything which is mar, what about zayis? Ale zayis taraf befiya. He quotes the famous Maimer Chazal about the Yona, right? That the Yona says, I'd rather have my ochel be bidei shamayim and mar rather than bidei noach, bidei adam umasok. Tosa says, Velekol neimar maror hainu zayis shumar kedidrashinan. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rene Ale Zayas, Terah Fafiyah, Amra Yonah, Yehem Izono Sai, Mirorim Kizayas, and the continuation of Maimar Chazal is Ve'alyu Mesukin Bifnei Adam, De Lekaman Amar, Maror Dami De Matzah Matzah Min Zeroim, Af Maror Kain. So it can't be the Ale Zayas. Oche Zayas Ha'ilan Mar, Ve'lo Ha'pri. The olive isn't what's Mar, it's the actual tree. Kedemashma Ale Zayas, it was the leaf of the tree. Ve'aminanami Ve'yoreu Hashem Eitz, Zehu Zayas She'en Mar Be'ilanos Kezayas. So that's a Mechilta in Parshas Peshalach. So this is a Mechilta that I was a little bashful about this Mechilta. So my daughter and I were learning Peshalach. And the Pasuk says, Ve'yirei Hashem Eitz. Hashem showed Moshe, he instructed him about this tree. Vayashleich al hamayim, vayimtiku hamayim, sham sam lo choku mishpat, visham nisahu. So Elian asked me, what kind of tree was it? So I didn't know this mechilta. So I don't know. But the mechilta says that the eight is a zayas, shein mar be'ilanos kezayas. Okay, so anyway, you guys will be better prepared than I was for that one. But so there's a little bit of a hamamina that mar could be from the Sheva Saminim. We reject it. So, I matzos, matzos riba, filu bikurim nami. So, Rabbi Kiva says, you're right. Had there been Rabbi Kiva, the tani yachli, te adam chobaso, bibikurim, tamalamar, bechomosh rusechem tochu matzos, matzan echelas, bechomoshavos, yatsu bikurim, shena nechalan, bechomoshavos, salabi rishalayim. Yachol, shani motzi af meiser sheni. What about meiser sheni? We just dealt with that before. And we said that Rabbi Kiva brings in Ma'aser Sheni based on Matzos Matzos Riba, even though it's only Nachal B'Yushalayim. Talmud Omer Matzos Matzos Riba. Ma'aris of the Rabbos Ma'aser Sheni Lohotzi Bikurim. Mar Bani Ma'aser Sheni Sheyeshal Hatter Bechol Moshavos Rabbi Leazer. Umotani Bikurim Shena Hatter Bechol Moshavos Damar Rabbi Leazer. I mean, I'm the Ma'aser Sheni Shenitma, even if it's Nitma Yushalayim. Shepodin Oso Afilu B'Yushalayim Talmud Omer. Kilo suchal say so, vein say salachila shenemar, vaisam aseis meis panav. So man sham is like the amr de meiser sheni nafik bay. Who said that you can use matzah meiser sheni? That was Rabbi Kiva, remember, based on matzos matzos riba, vikavimai the hulabikurim, vikomos vishusecham shwamina hader bay. So we see that Rabbi Kiva retracted his position that a matzah shall bikurim is excluded based on the comparison to mara, or rather it's just based on bechomos vishusecham. So Rashi has a very interesting lashon here regarding Ma'aser Sheni Shenitma, the day of Rabbi Eliezer, that if it becomes Tameh and you redeem it out, even if you're already in Yerushalayim, so that demonstrates that it really is Bechol Moshe Sechem. So Rashi says, Rabbi Lazar, Dim Nitma, Podin Rosa Bechon Rosa Bechol Makom, Hilkach, Kilo Nitma Nami, Velo Nifte Nafik Be. That even if it seems like it's a relatively unlikely scenario that it's going to become Tameh, and then you're going to have to be poded and taken outside of Yerushalayim. Nonetheless, the very fact that that possibility exists means that it's nechal bechol moshavos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili teipak leim lechem oni, mi shalechal beoni yatzes ashe nechal ala besimcha. Sabalak Rabbi Shimon, the tani bikurim asurim leonin, Rabbi Shimon matir. So Rabbi Shimon has a very fascinating das yachid nachi. We're going to get up to this in our limud of bikurim, that bikurim are actually ne'achal be'aninos. They don't have this particular kadshim dimension as it relates to aninos. And that one of the just fascinating things about bikurim is that it's somewhere between truma, ma'aser sheni, and kadshim. There's a kind of a triangulation there. So Rabbi Shimon's view is that bikurim are ne'achal to an onen. So my time with the Rabban, they said, lo sucha le'achal b'sharecha, V'amar mar trumas yadecha elu bikurim iskesh bikurim lemaiser maiser asur leonin af bikurim asur leonin Rabbi Shimon truma karina rachmana ketruma matruma mutaras leonin Af bikurim mutar li'onon. So everybody agrees a din by truma, the din by meiser. Meiser is also to an onen, truma's mutar. To an onen, the question is, what is bikurim like? So you could say bikurim is kind of like truma, it's one of the matnos kahuna, right? Truma sadacha is what the Torah refers to it as. So it should have the same din of truma. Meidach, right? It is compared to meiser as well. Maybe it should have the din of meiser. So Rabbi Shimon, he the hekesh, simcha miha michtav ksiva behu. So Rabbi Shimon, even if he denies the hekesh, we have a problem here because the pasuk by the mikra bikurim nachi, we've been learning this. V'samachta b'chol atov asher nesam lecha shem b'kelcho b'secha atav y'aleviv agerash b'sharecha. It says v'samachta b'chol atov. So Rabbi Shimon answered, how does man simcha da'asa d'tnan me'atzeres v'anachag from Shavuos to Sukkos maybe v'korei. Me'achag v'al Chanukah, one of the only times Chanukah is ever referenced in Tanaic literature, mevi ve'eno kare. You can no longer do the mikra bikurim. So Rashi explains, Zman simcha b'zman k'tzira l'kita shadam loke tu'aso v'libo sameach. When a person is, you know, libo sameach, and he's at great risk, for kochi v'otzam yadi asali as achayil hazeh, hitzricho akasav kriya de'arami oviravi. You have to remember, when you were impoverished and you were on the run. Remember, Nachi, we talked about that recently, right? He takes the peros away from you, right? That you shouldn't feel so proud. And you have to remember, when things were very hard for Klal Yisrael, etc. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan Lechamoni Prat L'Chalut Ule Ashisha. So Chalut is something Rashi says called iskal dir. Laze Rashi says it's like a leviva v'chashivosu. So it's Chanukah time, so leviva. And ashisha is a gluska gedola. Okay, so let's see a little Tanakh bekiyas here. So my mashma d'hai ashisha lishna d'chashivosu d'chsev v'yechalek l'chol ha'am l'chol ha'mon yisrael mish v'arishal v'ish chalas lechem achas v'eshbar echad. V'ashisha achas v'amar Rav Chanan bar Abba eshbar echad mishisha v'par. He gave them 1/6 of a cow to each member of the Jewish people. That's a lot of slaughtered cows. Ashisha echad mishisha v'efa. So nashisha is 1/6 an efa, a very large amount of a pastry. Anybody remember in Tanakh where this comes up? What's the story, Eitan?
I was gonna say that just based on it's in Shmuel Bet. So it's probably right as I think it's right before Shaul becomes king.
So it's David HaMelech when he brings the Aron to Yerushalayim after Peretz Uzzah, after that terrible incident, and then he parks the Aron. KD, you remember where? Base?
In a tent, right?
Right, whose house? Ilan, you remember whose house he sticks?
Right,
well, right, but in whose house does he park the Aron for 3 months? Remember, Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav, and the Torah says that Vayivarech Hashem is Beis. Zev? Yeah, very good. He was a Levi. So his wife and his 8 daughters-in-law became pregnant, according to the Gemara. And David HaMelech sees that the Aron is not dangerous, and he brings it up to Yerushalayim. And this is the pasuk right before, you know, Vatishkaf Michal Bashaul Ba'ad HaChalon, my favorite scene in Sefer Shmuel. Manichbar Hayom Melech Yisrael Asher Nigla Hayom Lenei Amos Avadav. Right, and David HaMelech says, Nikalosiyod Mizos Va'isi Shafal Benai V'imahos Asher Amarti Mami Kaveda. So this is a very important scene that David HaMelech is rejoicing over being able to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim. Okay. Pliga de Shmuel, number Shmuel, Ashisha garba de Chamra, that he was giving them wine. Tichsiv, v'havi Ashishi anavim. This is a pasuk in Ashishay anavim, rather. So this is a comparison between Ashishay and anavim, so you know it's wine. Tan Rabbanan Yofin pas ava. So Passover, they were concerned about chashash chametz. So Beis Olam and Matirin, v'chama Passover, Mavuna Tefach, shekein matzina b'lechem apanim. You know, the lechem apanim is subject to the Yisur Daraisa of lo se'afech chametz, and it has to be a tefach. That's why it's called a lechem apanim, because it has to be at least this big for it to be called panim. It has to have some width to it. So mask of Lamar Yosef, Imam Rabbi's reason, that's the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Kohanim. Yomer B'Sheinan's reason. Imam Rabbi Pasa Mela, they used to beat out the flour, Lechem HaPanim, 300 times. And then they used to smash it 500 times. So it wouldn't be Memayer Lahachmitz. There was a particular routine the Gemara Menachos describes that they would do once like this and twice like that and then twice like this and three times like that. Rashi, I think, refers to it here. Tunin Shosh Meos Shifa V'Chamesh Meos Be'ita. Okay? See, that therefore wouldn't be Memayer Lahachmitz. Working through the dough. Imam Rabbi Eitzim Yveshim, Yom Rabbi Eitzim Lachem, which again would be Meir Lahachrot. Imam Rabbi Tanur Cham, Yom Rabbi Tanur Tzonin, Imam Rabbi Tanur Shal Matachas, Yom Rabbi Tanur Shal Cheras. The point is that you have six reasons to be Mechalik in very practical terms between the Lechem HaPanim, which we're not so concerned about, for chametz and regular bread, which would be thicker. In the end of the day, Beis Hillel is still matirin. Okay, good. So not tomorrow. I guess on Motzei Shabbos, we'll talk about Pas Meleya. It's a very important discussion between Rashi and Tosos on that point. So again, just to review the basic points we spoke about today, we talked about Meiser Sheni, Lechem Oni, so you have machlokas between Rabbi Kiva, we paskin like that you can actually use it, because matzos riba, versus Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, lo achalti ve'oni mimenu, that you can't use Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni is like inoculated against tsar, and matzah can't be that way. Matzah is halachman yada achla vasana, that we talked about Bikurim. What about Bikurim? So there's a problem of Bikurim, either based on matzah marar, or based on bechol moshvo seichem. Okay, matzah has to be something that can be anywhere, dafka outside of Yerushalayim. We talked a little bit about internal halachos of Bikurim. Is it more like truma? Is it more like meiser? How does it fit in to the rubric of aninos? Truma is nechal ben aninos, meiser is not nechal ben aninos. So how does Bikurim fit into that? It's machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. We talked a little bit about Pas Chalavi issues, just general halachic issues that have come up and continue to come up when it comes to Pas Chalavi. So that's a very important yidia. And then, of course, we had probably one of the most famous drashos in all of the Masachta, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onin Alav Dvarim Harbe, right? Gomrim Alav Esahalel, Ve'omrim Alav Esahagada, that an intrinsic part of matzah is that it's connected to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you don't do Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not just a Bitel Mitzvah Saseh Achas, but there's also the Mitzvah Saseh of Matzah, which is diminished considerably if you don't recite the Hallel and the Haggadah over the Matzah. So again, Matzah is a dialectical phenomenon. It both has to do with Geula and the story of our Geula, but it's also Lechem Oni. One Tosfos that I thought was very important for you guys to remember, the Bali Tosfos say, if you're going to say Oni Karinan, so why not Kapos Karinan by Lulav, multiple Lulavim, and you say you can't have more than one Lulav because you can't have more than one Esrog. Esrog locks Lulav into one. That's a very important. You guys study the dinim of the Dalad Minim, so that's a major point in the Lamdus, is that the Lulav and the Esrog are always counterbalancing each other. Okay. B'makom's reason. Not just the Kohanim teaching you, but the place, is very inspiring. It gets you to behave in a little bit more of an inefficient manner. Okay, guys. So we'll pick it up there, Motzei Shabbos. Everybody have a great Shabbos.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye. Good night, guys.
Maybe this morning in the Shir, when you mentioned Mechaber said about Nashtim, I was thinking about Rashi when he said Nashtim and Nashtim and the Kobe
Soul. Yeah, I thought about it afterwards. I said you were well prepared for that one.
Yeah, I just written an essay question on that.
Yeah.
The opinions of Kobe Soul.
Yeah.
And then we had so much time, I wrote in some of the other opinions they didn't ask for, like Rashi. Having Rashi there.
Very good.
Have you looked at the test yet?
I haven't, not at all.
Okay.
I'll get to it. You'll have it. You'll have it back by Monday. No question about that.
Can't wait.
Very good. Thanks, Kiwi.
Thank you. Have a good job, Trevi.
Bye bye.